We're joined by Sinn Féin councillor Michael McMahon. We're also joined by independent councillor Jimmy Brogan, elected in the last few minutes. Fianna Fáil councillor Micheál Nochtain and independent councillor Nate Kennedy. I might start with you, councillor McMahon. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, of course I'm very happy. It's late at night, but it's great to get such a vote in the constituency. I am very delighted, Shirley, and I want to thank everybody that voted for me, because it is a great honour to represent your people at the council level. I would like to take the opportunity to thank my canvas team and my director of elections, first time to do it, Irene Timoney. They worked hard and worked very hard, and we certainly covered a lot of ground and knocked a lot of doors. I'd like to thank my wife and family, who worked very, very, very hard as well, and it was great that all the girls were down here. I have 6 girls and 1 boy, and they're all here today, and grandchildren, you know. And I know that this programme goes out to America, and I want to say hello to my son, who's sick in New York for the past 2.5 years, you know. He was tuned in all day there, and he rang several times to see how I was getting on. So, a good day all round, tough day all round, very, very, very tough. I'd like to commend Linda Boyle, who done very, very well for the first time out. I think she done reasonably well, and very happy for her. I am disappointed that one of our councillors there, Barry, who we worked very closely with in the Ballyshannon area, didn't make it this time, you know. But what's been said is, you know, we'll do the best we can for the Ballyshannon area, and hopefully that Barry will not be lost in the politics, that he will be back in the next term, or maybe. You never know what he'd be thinking, maybe Leinster House or the Dáil. But look, it's a great day for democracy. It's a great day for myself. I've worked very, very hard in the constituency, and I'm very happy to be elected tonight on the preference. I was very delighted to get the first preference vote that I got, because it made it that easier to get elected this evening. So, to all my voters and to everybody associated with me, thank you big time.
I'll go to you now, Jimmy, or should I say Councillor Jimmy Brogan. You fought a really good campaign, by all accounts. We were chatting about your campaign over the last 2 days, and I suppose I know Brendan's left, it's now Brendan Byrne, but he marked it as one of his standouts in terms of a campaign, and it's paid off for you tonight.
Yeah, well, it paid off, thank God. It's been a long campaign, really, like, you know, going on the road for the last 10 weeks, like, you know, but listen, you know, if you work hard, you know, it's good to know that if you work hard, you get the reward, you know. So we worked hard, and thankfully we got the reward, you know. So it's like, it's down to the campaign team, like, you know, for all the help that I got, you know. I didn't do it on my own, like, you know. So there's a lot of people behind the scenes who helped out in all kinds of ways, like, you know, from canvassing to put up posters to, you know, making the tea and everything else, like, you know. So it's been a long, hard road, but, like, thankfully it's been worth it now at the end of the day, like, you know. I just have to thank the wife and family, like, you know, for the help, like, you know, and being there and all that kind of stuff, you know.
But the hard work starts now in earnest.
Of course it does. This is, you know, I didn't get elected to sit down and just be elected, you know.
Yeah.
I've been involved in Thomas Pringle's office, you know, in politics for a long time, you know, and even though I wasn't elected, I was still doing a lot of the work that a councillor would do. So, listen, I'm not walking into it blind. I know what needs to be done. I know, like, working with Thomas, you know, if you have to work hard to get the results, you know, and I intend working hard to get the results, you know. So.
And I think the thing about the Donegal LEA, the councillors work really well together and that kind of thing. That'll be important as well, I'm sure, from your perspective, to work with everybody else going forward.
Well, you have to be a team player, like, you know, there's no I in team, you know. You have to, like, against, well, not that I don't know much about it yet, but I know in the council you have to be like everything else. You have to work together, or you're going to be pulling rowing against everybody else. It's just not going to work, you know. You have to, you know. So I intend, you know, doing my best, you know, to work with everybody here and everybody else in the council to make sure we get the best, you know, possible outcome for the people that voted for me, you know, from Glens to Bundoran, like, you know, because I've got votes in nearly every box apart from a couple, you know. But you know, at the end of the day, that's what you have to do. That's what you're elected to do. That's what you intend to do. Yeah.
Well, congratulations again, Councillor Jimmy Brogan. We'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure. We'll move on to Fianna Fáil Councillor Micheál Nochtain. We'll just move the headphones over because it's still a bit noisy here in the John Bosco Centre. Micheál, top the poll We kind of knew that early on that you were going to do that. Has it sunk in yet?
Not really, to tell you the truth, and I mean probably over the next few days it will, but you know, it didn't just happen lately on myself. It was a team effort, a huge team effort that we put in the work over the last 5 weeks, but I had a huge lot done over the last 5 years, and that, and I think people knew that I did a lot of work done on the ground, that, and sometimes you get rewarded, sometimes you don't, but I think the people of the Donegal MD rewarded me this time with the huge numbers that they gave me on a first preference vote in that.
As well as Jimmy Brogan, you were kind of flagged as one of the standouts in terms of your campaign, and it was widely said over the course of the weekend that you left no stone unturned in terms of calling to every door in what is quite a large area to cover.
Yes, that mean, and as I said already, I mean, I was probably blessed with the team that I had around me, and that, I mean, every night I went out to canvas, I had about 20 people there with me, and that I'd say I probably had a canvas team of nearly up to 80 people in different parts, and that, so that was a huge thing, because it is a big area, that, and you know, we did work hard, and basically, as I said, it's like playing football. You know, we said we played to our own strengths, we looked out for ourselves, we weren't going to play the opposition, we wouldn't let the opposition worry about us, and that, and you know, we just want to put our message out there, what we had done, and anywhere we want, we basically we could say that we had something done in that area. I mean, and I think that was reflected in the boxes from Mundoran to Dunconkill.
Councillor Niamh Kennedy, how are you feeling this evening or tonight? Or I think it's Monday morning now at this point.
I'm feeling, I suppose, ecstatic. This morning, genuinely, I didn't think I was going to make it. And I had my speech written to say goodbye, and I just couldn't believe how things started to change throughout the day. And look, there's winners and losers in everything, but I think as the day went on and gradually we could see, you know, the transfers coming in slowly but surely, it started to paint a different picture. It's really unfortunate that we've lost Barry. It really is, and he will be a big miss to our MD and to Donegal County Council, and hopefully we see him again. Look, there's a lot of people has lost seats this time. There's a lot of new seats as well. There's going to be a big change and a big dynamic with the redress group and all of that as well. So, look, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of committees now to form, and chair has to be formed as well. Thank you, John. And so, look, I feel, I suppose this hasn't sunk in yet, but it's been brilliant. And what I have to say is I started out with a really small team of women that are just the most dynamic, toughest women I have ever met. I mean, they were out in all weathers. They were fantastic. I'm not going to name them all now because I'm bound to forget somebody and I'll end up in trouble. But also, for some of the men that I had out, including my husband and Noel and Mark, and I'm going to name those three. It was amazing, and such a roller coaster, and it was hard going, and we were a small team, and we only had 2-3 cars out, no flyers, or we had flyers, but no cars with any things on the side of them, old posters. You know, we really, really limited the budget because we're independent, and I needed to see how we could do it. At one stage I thought, oh God, I haven't been, I suppose, seen enough because of not enough posters. But do you know what? I think we need to look at that again going forward in the council. I think we don't need any posters.
You said it was a roller coaster. I'd say today in particular was a roller coaster of emotions when you just said that you wrote your goodbye speech this morning. Are you must be quite emotional now this evening, tonight.
We are. I think we all are. All the girls came up and the team has all joined us, and we're all in shock. We're obviously delighted. Genuinely, I did not know where I was going to be tomorrow, what I was going to be doing, and that's where I was thinking, no more than others. So it's I'm trying to come to terms with it right now. Look, I've got my job back. It was my full-time job. I'm very passionate about it. I love what I do. I love what I do for the communities that I represent, and I represent all of the communities throughout the whole district, and they've been so good to me. And you can see where the pockets of votes are coming from. It's paid off, and I'm delighted with it.